So how can we keep our intentions strong? There is basically conviction and association. Conviction is what comes from philosophy. It is intellectual. So basically, we could say all the contaminations are there in the senses, mind, and intelligence. They're primarily in the mind. The mind is often the reservoir of, you could say, the primary agent of illusion. For all practical purposes, we could say that Maya is equal to the mind. For all practical. Philosophically, Maya is a being. But practically, Maya is equal to the mind. So basically, when we have to counter the sabotaging of our intentions that is going to happen, that they have to launch an attack on the mind. So there is a two-pronged attack. It is internally with the intelligence, externally through association. So with the intelligence, what happens is, when we study the philosophy, when we hear the pastimes of Krishna, then we start understanding that this is actually the ultimate reality. Chaitanya Charitamrita says that Siddhanta Baliya Chitte Nakare Alas Nihaye Krishna Lami Sudhruha Manas. I don't think that this is because this was philosophy. I don't want to study it. I just want to pass. I want to think. No, Siddhanta. By studying Siddhanta, what happens? Nihaye Krishna Lami Sudhruha Manas. But our mind becomes fixed on Krishna. Because we'll understand Krishna is the reality. Krishna is the real source of happiness. Everything else is temporary. So the internal conviction by regular study of philosophy that helps us to solidify our intention. And along with that, there is association. So usually our desires, we think of desires as linear. That means I see a particular object and I get the desire. Okay, I see a nice delicacy and I want to eat it. So yes, desires are linear. But desires are not just linear. They are also triangular. Triangular means that, say, a new phone has come up. Now, there are so many new phones which keep coming up. You know, there is some VI, some movie star, some sports star who endorses that phone. Say, I'm using this phone, this is so great. Then people become interested in it. So what has happened? Seeing the phone itself did not trigger the desire. But seeing somebody who was using that phone, that triggered it. So our desires are not just linear, they are also triangular. Triangular means when we see somebody else doing that activity, we feel inspired to do that activity. Or when we see somebody else enjoying that object, we desire to enjoy that object. And this triangularity of desires is especially important in bhakti. Because the object to which we are attracted in bhakti, that may not always appear attractive to our senses. Sense objects, they naturally appear attractive to senses. But say, I'm studying Bhagavad Gita, I'm studying Bhagavad Gita. How many people, just by seeing Bhagavad Gita, get irresistible desire to study the Bhagavad Gita? Not many people. But if we associate with somebody who is delighting in the Gita, we associate with somebody who is, you know, delighting in the Bhagavad Gita, know this point. I didn't know there's so much taste over here. So what happens by associating with them, we get the desires. Now we come to a temple and Kirtan is going on. Yeah, always Kirtan goes on to temple. But there is somebody who's closed eyes, completely absorbed, lost in the Kirtan. What is there in this Kirtan? I want to taste it. I just close my eyes and try to absorb this. So it is the association of devotees that triggers spiritual desires. So, and that's why association is also not just physical proximity. If you just associate with devotees and discuss mundane things, or if you associate with devotees and criticize other devotees, then that is not association. Association essentially means the transfer of desires. We are associating with devotees when devotional desires are being transferred from one devotee to another. Otherwise, even the association of devotees may just be mundane association. So why? And of course in association, there is not just the transfer of desire, there is also action there. Engage in service. So in terms of, there is intention internal, there is conviction internal, and there is association external. These two, they solidify our intention. And also, just by doing the service, By doing the service, there is purification that happens, by connection with Krishna, and that itself strengthens the intention. If you just keep doing the service, atachittam samadhatum nashaknosi maistiram, abhyasi yoginato maamichyatam dhanamji, Krishna says. If your mind is not spontaneously attracted to me, it's trying to fix the non-dimensions. By doing this, maam ichchaam ananjaya, desire for me will come. So just by consistently doing service, also the intention becomes stronger. And if you just keep saying garlands for the Lord, keep preaching, keep distributing books, gradually, that just becomes a part of our makeup. And naturally doing that. So by conviction, by association, and just by repetition, by these three things, we can strengthen our intention. Thank you very much. Grantharaj, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Shri Prabhupada ki, Gaurav Bhaktavinoda ki.